Namaste. Today we'll be using yoga practice to help us keep a positive, courageous attitude in the face of life's challenges. The first ingredient needed in this quest is a strong flow of energy. So let's get in touch with our inner source of power by doing 20-part body recharging. Sit up tall in your chair with your feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes and focus your attention in your left foot. Curl your toes under, tense, using your willpower. Now relax and feel the result of having drawn energy to that body part. Do the same thing with the right foot, tense with will, relax and feel. Left calf now, really squeeze at the center of the muscle, feeling life force or prana there. Then release and let the energy withdraw. Right calf, use the power of your concentration to tense and release. Focus your attention now on your left thigh. Tense, energize the upper leg, and relax. Right thigh, tense, then relax. Left buttock, squeeze, release, and right buttock, tense, then let go. Now move the energy to the abdomen below your navel. Draw in and tense, then relax and soften. Same thing with the stomach muscles above the navel. Remember to engage your willpower as you tense, then let go and relax. Move your attention to the left forearm and fist. Tense and vibrate with energy there. Release and relax. Now right forearm and fist. Experience cosmic energy in the lower arm and then withdraw it. Left upper arm tense. Feel muscles hugging the bone and relax. Right upper arm tense. Then release. Now left side of the chest. Tense, relax. Right side chest, tense, and release. Move the energy to the neck by tensing there, then release. Right neck, tense, relax. Front of the neck, tense, release. And back of the neck, tense, release. Now feel energy flooding your body cells as we go through these 20 parts again, this time holding the tension. Then we'll withdraw the energy and tension in the reverse order. This will go quicker, so stay with me as we tense the left foot, right, left calf, right, left thigh, right, left buttock, right, abdomen, stomach, left forearm, right, left upper arm, right, left chest, right, left neck, right, front of the neck, back of the neck. Inhale, keeping everything tensed and energized. Then exhale, releasing first just the neck muscles, letting the chin drop to the chest. Then release right chest, left. Right upper arm, left. Right forearm, left. Stomach, abdomen. Right buttock, left. Right thigh, left. Right calf, left. Right foot, left. And relax completely. Spend a moment now enjoying your freshly recharged body. Visualize every body cell singing with new life. Notice how cheerful willingness and greater awareness of the energy that is available to us all the time puts us in tune with a higher state of consciousness. Now bring this heightened awareness into your expression of the half moon pose, Ardha Chandrasana. With hands at your sides, turn palms facing forward. Inhale as you circle the hands around the body and overhead. Interlock the thumbs and stretch up. Exhale as you extend the upward stretch toward the left, coming into the gentle arch to the left side. Look for a feeling of openness through the right side of the rib cage without letting the left side of the body collapse. Breathe strength into both sides of the body. Keep the stretch active and dynamic, but stay within your comfort zone. Use this pose to build the courage needed to be flexible while staying strongly committed to moving toward your goals. Affirm silently, strength and courage fill my body cells. Now inhale, coming upright again and stretching overhead. Exhale, circling the hands slowly and consciously around the body. Rest with palms turned upward on the thighs. Relax with an uplifted spirit, letting each breath bring you renewed, joyful determination to find that underlying divine power which can sustain us through every trial. Circle the hands around the body on the next inhalation, making every movement very intentional and meaningful. Interlace your thumbs as you stretch up, then exhale as you bring the stretch toward the right. Avoid twisting front or back. The movement is purely up and to the right side, letting your body take the gentle arch shape of a crescent moon. Recall the flow of energy we awakened in 20-part body recharging, and now use this pose to breathe that energy upward toward the brain as you mentally affirm, strength and courage fill my body cells. Let your breath be the guiding force in this pose, keeping the in and out movement of air smooth and even, deep and relaxed. With the next inhalation, rise up to vertical, stretch tall, and create a powerful circle of courage as you bring your hands slowly around your body and back to palms upward on the thighs. Always take a few moments between the poses to close your eyes and integrate the benefits. Use this time to let your consciousness soar, seeing your life from a more expanded perspective. Solutions to life's problems become clear when we see the bigger picture in this cosmic drama, also known as the divine Leela. For the next pose, you'll need to move your chair at least an arm's length away from your desk to give room for the forward bending of the jackknife pose, Padmasana. Start by bringing palms together over your heart in prayer position. And with an inhalation, send the hands up alongside the body and overhead. Stretch up, and then exhale as you offer yourself forward, folding at the hips. Keeping the spine straight, bring hands to the edge of the desk. Stay here for a few breaths, lengthening out from the tailbone all the way up the back through the neck to the crown of the head. Keep the ears in line with the upper body as you feel your spine growing taller. Feel free to stay in this active phase of the pose, or if an inversion is appropriate for your body today, you can exhale as you bring hands off the desk down to wherever they're comfortable on the legs or the floor. Release further into the stretch by relaxing neck and upper back. Soften gently forward to bring head below the heart. Or you may want to simply rest your head on arms crossed over your legs. Feel gravity helping you experience a more powerful flow upward toward the brain. Visualize yourself letting go of any obstacles in your life. Affirm silently, "Nothing on earth can hold me." Don't let anything hold you back. See all impediments being dissolved and swept away by an intelligent stream of energy that is taking you toward your highest aspirations. On your next inhalation, raise your body enough to rest your forehead and hands on the front edge of your desk. Recapture your long, straight spine in this position. Let the gentle pressure on your forehead activate the center of superconscious thinking known as the Ajna Chakra. From here, move into the cobra pose, Bhujangasana, by keeping hands on the desk while inhaling and engaging the muscles of the back of the neck to raise the head. On the next breath, come up further into this backward bend, activating the back muscles and straightening the arms as you lift the heart up and forward. Let your eyes also move upward until your whole body is expressing the mental affirmation, "I rise joyfully to meet each new opportunity." The spinal magnetism created by this pose can help you to feel that there are no such things as obstacles, only opportunities. Let's determine now to be grateful for whatever comes to us, knowing that our lives are designed to lead us ever closer towards self-perfection. Come out of the pose now by exhaling the forehead slowly back to the desktop. Rest here briefly before tucking chin to chest and rising to an upright position, letting your head be the last thing to come up. Sit with your eyes closed for a moment, with an inward smile of happiness, having gathered your resources of inner joy, strength, and courage. You can enthusiastically say yes to life's challenges. This positive attitude will bring you greater success in the world, as well as taking you closer to your fulfillment in spirit. May you live in the ever-increasing light of higher consciousness.